So hi, welcome to Grown Eyes Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with...
And I'm Brent from Grey Haven.
And we're some questions today about the upcoming EP, Stereo Grief. So congrats on that, by the way. How do you feel about the response to the announcement so far?
Oh, it's been awesome. Yeah, we kind of did this really quick. We were working on a record and then kind of decided to do an EP and recorded it kind of fast. It's been rolling out kind of fast. Definitely better than the 6-month rollout from the last one. And it's been awesome. You know, I was really curious how people would react to the new stuff. I mean, it's definitely like, these are Grey Haven songs, but we tried some different stuff in them. So the single, watching people react to it has been really cool.
Yeah, the rollout is super fast. Like, you guys announced the first single in the EP like 2 weeks ago. Like, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, and the whole thing will be out like next week. So.
Yeah. Also, you know, congrats on the signing to Solid State. When I saw that go up, I'm like, that just makes so much sense. Like, that band belongs there. So the EP rocks.
It's great. Like, we've been kind of keeping that under wraps for about a year. When we first initially talked to them, and then kind of working through the thing, and then figuring out what the move was. We were really, really eager to get something out, and start the next chapter of everything. So when we were working on a record, and when they kind of pitched the idea to do an EP, it was like, hell yeah, let's just do that real fast. That sounds great.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know, the EP rocks. And was the pivot for the EP because of the Solid State signing, like from the album to the EP? That was like to just get the ball rolling over there.
It just, yeah, kind of, I mean, it was one of those things where, we had looked into like where we were going to do it and trying to figure out tours, and just the conversation kept kind of like doing this. We wanted to have something recorded by the end of the year. And then it kind of just worked out that we had just enough time to get in with Putney and do an EP.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
So you're like, that's great. That's a great move.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So is there any meaning behind the EP title or cover art?
So the title came after we recorded it. Like, I was sitting at home trying to figure out like what to call this thing. We almost always kind of do that last, like, create the thing and then look at it and be like, okay, how are we gonna name these songs, or what do I want to call this thing? And it's all kind of another process that I like to do at the end. But I was working on titles for the songs, and I had a big list of just like random stuff, and I think the word stereo had been in a couple, and like grief had been in a couple different titles, but they weren't like together or whatever. And I like sat with it one morning and kind of just thought of it real quick and wrote it down, and the more I thought of it, I was like, man, that really, really works. Like, that's really cool. And I liked it a lot better for like the title of the whole thing than just a song name. But as I've thought about it, like, it makes perfect sense, because the concept behind the EP kind of has to do with like a lot of like multiverse stuff and like different variations of yourself across universes and all this kind of woo-woo stuff. Yeah. But stereo grief just kind of means like experiencing grief on like multiple planes, you know, like just kind of being confronted with that from multiple different directions, kind of watching two things happen at the same time. So it's not like, you know, a radio meaning of it or whatever. But I kind of also like that is the second like interpretation you can get from it, though. We talked about it when we were naming the EP. Like, we were kind of debating whether people were going to get it, or is it going to be like radio grief? Like, is that what people are going to think? And I was like, that's kind of like a tongue-in-cheek glass jaw type of title. Like, I kind of like that. Like, I don't really care if people walk away with looking at a radio and thinking about it too.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. Sad songs on the radio. That's what it is. That's
there cool. you go. Yeah. And any meaning behind the cover art?
So we worked with this guy. His handle's Bovard on Instagram. And we just really liked his work. We usually handle the artwork in-house. Like, I usually have a pretty, you know, big hand in it personally. And we kind of build it out together. But this one, A, we didn't really have time to... Like, I wouldn't have had time to really do something I thought was, like, good for this. And we kind of wanted to just move away from being totally in-house and just try something else. And we kept seeing this guy's artwork, and it just really kind of spoke to us right around the same time that we were doing the EP. And Johnny was a big proponent of using this guy, and showed me a whole bunch of his stuff, and I just really, really liked his style. So we hired him to kind of build this one out. And the cover that we ended up picking, because he sent us a bunch of different stuff, but I thought it was perfect, especially with the title of the EP. Like, it just kind of looks weird and ethereal, and kind of has these two like opposing figures in the front, and it's like, that is everything. That, as soon as I saw the image, I was like, that's it, that's perfect.
Hell yeah. Did
Love
you
it.
struggle at all with giving up the reins on the artwork? You know, since you guys have been doing everything in-house for so long, did you struggle at all with that?
Not really, but also, there was like the little bit of weird feeling of like, oh wow, I don't have this whole other project to do now that we're done. Like, usually that's like a whole big labor of love that I really enjoy doing, and like, I want the artwork to speak to the music. And it's a lot easier when you know all the intricacies of the lyrics and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. We kind of were talking about this guy for a while anyway, so I was just kind of imagining the music with like his style of artwork, and I got really excited about it. Like, I really liked it. So, once you kind of pinned it down, because it was definitely a like working through it was a little bit, because I was like, ah, I just feel like I have so many inputs, but it's kind of out of my hands. When we finally landed on the last thing though, it was like, ah, this is just perfect. I'm happy I didn't have to like struggle to interpret this EP myself. And he had the lyrics and sat with, I don't know exactly his process with making the artwork, but we sent him like all the lyrics and everything before we even had music back. So it was like, just whatever you think this means, run with it.
Yeah, gotcha.
Love it.
So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the EP?
Yeah. So, like I said, we've been working on a record. So we've been demoing a lot, which is new for us. We haven't really had the capability to like demo songs and work on songs until recently. And so we've been doing a lot of that, and I've been having a lot of instrumentals to kind of play with. So when we talked about doing the EP, we kind of narrowed it down to these five. So instead of focusing on a whole bunch of songs, I was just focused on these five. And I know I usually kind of write lyrics last and kind of in a bit of a frenzy. So I was just really fixated on getting like the performance aspect of the EP down at home. So a lot of mumble tracks, a lot of whisper screams, just trying out random syllables for a while. But by the time we hit the studio, I was pretty confident in that, and like some lyrics had kind of propped up and some loose ideas had kind of propped up. But when we got through pre-pro and not a whole lot changed, I had 2 full weeks of just being like, okay, I just need to get words on the page. Like, everything else is done. Like, basically how the song sounds, the melodies, all that stuff is like there. I just need to get some lyrics down that I'm into. And I don't know, I had a loose like concept this time. Like I said, I've been like kind of diving into a lot of like this multi-dimensional stuff and listening to some podcasts on the aliens and UFOs and how that this interdimensional being, all this heady shit. And I actually recently had just watched Interstellar, and with the guys on tour, and I ate a little bit of mushrooms before we watched that. And I think that might have had a little bit of a lasting impact. Now that I'm having to talk about the EP, I'm like, that is literally just the ending of Interstellar, but like on mushrooms and being like, what if it was me? But yeah, I mean, they're basic Greyhaven songs dealing with like just the, my own headspace and like all that kind of existential shit, but kind of with the background of like this. I read a short story about this like Tesseract house that some guy had written in the 40s. He just watched Interstellar. I was just kind of having all these thoughts mulling around, and I had basically kind of constructed this loose story of like if a guy kind of wandered in to a house that was essentially a tesseract, that he could kind of walk through. Each room was like a new dimension, kind of giving a kind of a bird's eye view on his life, past, present, future, and like the different variations of himself across all these different dimensions. And that's a really like huge thing to take in. So the EP kind of just deals with like the manic kind of overwhelming feeling that kind of being confronted with that really would like be. And then kind of accepting when he gets out of the house, that's like, all right, well, that was crazy and affected me a lot, but at the end of the day, I still have to walk around as this version in this life. I don't have any kind of effect on that. And I have to do that the best I can. So that's kind of the loose story of it. It's not very confined because like that would have been too much pressure, I think, on me. I don't write that linear. But that was kind of what was going on while we were writing this one. And I've never had a concept in mind before. Like it's always just kind of loose abstract stuff. So it was really actually a lot of fun being able to like rough draft a ton of stuff just in that lane and trying to really send that home the best way that I could without being too on the nose about it.
Hell yeah. It's so fucking cool to me when like a band, obviously concept records to me are so fucking cool, but like when a band puts that much thought and effort into a package of songs that is five songs, an EP, I'm just like, I'm blown away. I love it every single time.
Hell yeah. No,
because
thank you.
like in this day and age, I feel like an EP has become like boiled down to just like, it was five songs, five singles that
B-sides,
yeah, and we
almost.
put each song out as a single and now we package it up to say we have a project. So it's always refreshing to hear a band actually put thought into an EP outside of just writing the songs.
Yeah, this one was like really, really intentional. I feel like usually we go into records and we have like, I think we talked about it last time where we wrote a bunch of songs and then the 10 songs ended up on the record. It's like this one, we picked five, labored over those five for like a month or two before we went to the studio. Went to the studio, we knew we had to be kind of like in and out. We didn't have a ton of time. And there weren't a lot of changes. Like we went through all the pre-pro with Putney and everything, and like there really weren't. There was like some textural stuff moving a little bit of stuff around, but like the basic structure of and the parts of the songs, like nothing really changed. So it was like what we wrote in the basement is basically what ended up on the EP, and it was because we were so like focused and like grinding very hard on these songs. It was very intentional, which I think makes for a really good like EP, because we were very confident in it when we walked in. We're like, I know what we have to do. Like, we just need to get this done.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
So were these five songs that were like ideas for what was going to be the record?
Yeah, in a way, we just kind of wrote loosely. We were writing kind of, it took a minute right when we got done with the last record and off tour and everything to get back into the groove of writing, but we got back into it pretty quick. And we know how long it's taken us in between records before, so we were like, we just need to just write as much as possible and it will end up somewhere. And we wrote a bunch of soft stuff for a while. We were writing a bunch of like really kind of atmospheric stuff for a minute, and then I just feel like one heavy riff led to another and we got into like a really big groove of basically the EP songs, and there's a couple others. But we had like, 10 or so ideas floating around. But when we talked about the EP, we were like, we just narrowed in on those five pretty quick. And we're like, these are really strong. These are really fun. Also, doing an EP, like, it's hard to travel to a bunch of different places in an EP with five songs. So, like, trying to do like a heavy song and a weird song and a soft, like, it would just feel really disconnected. So, we kind of narrowed in on like that feeling. It's like a quick, short 20-minute burst of like, here's that experience, you're in, you're out. And it just fit. It just felt really, really good. Like the movement instrumentally felt really, really, really good.
Gotcha. And
We just picked up.
I'm curious because, we're talking about how fast this all came to be. Like when this kind of started and ended, like when the idea hit the table and when you guys finished up this EP, like bookends.
It was pretty quick because, like I said, we were really into doing a record. But it just like timing wise, when we had talked to Putney, and he was just unavailable for the rest of the year, like with Better Lovers and different records he was doing, and it's like just off the table. And we ended up kind of hearing about a conversation between him and our manager, Tom, and he was like, "Why am I not doing the Greyhaven record?" And he's like, "You're busy, dude. Like, you're booked the rest of the year." And he was like, "Let me move some things around." So within that conversation, I think happened somewhere at the end of the summer, maybe like start of the fall. And then we went in there to record December. So it was like a couple months, like pretty fast. And then we just kind of narrowed down, like, all right, well, we're gonna do an EP. We need to focus on these five, forget everything else for until this EP is done. But yeah, it was like probably 2 or 3 months
And then, and now it's April, and the EP is going to come
deciding.
out.
Yeah. It's
Wow.
nice. I like the more fast pace.
I'm sure. So if you had more time, more notice, I guess, for his availability, do you think it would have become a full length?
That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to put a record out on Solid State and kind of come out swinging with a full thing. But also, I think because we had already been writing so much, this move is kind of awesome because we get to do this. We're not burning a ton of material. It's like, here's a really cool EP that I feel like nods to where we're going, but also because we just did a really quick, fast EP, like, don't think we're going to be afraid to try some stuff on the record. I don't know. I have no idea where the headspace is on. We haven't started writing again just yet, really. We've kind of worked on a few things, but we'll see. We'll see where it's going. But yeah, I think that was the idea. But then whenever we got told we only had like 2 weeks, so it was like kind of only have enough time for an EP, we were like, that actually rocks. That's perfect. It's like a perfect move. Hell
Hell
yeah.
yeah, for sure. So, what song off this EP took longest to write, and which one is your personal favorite?
Oh, that's so tough. That's so tough. I know for a fact that the last song on the EP was the last song that I tracked. So it was like the day we needed to leave, I had to finish that song that day, which was a crazy day. But they were all like in various stages of being finished before we went up there. But lyrically, that was the last one. So it took the entire time to kind of pin down, and it was literally to the last second. Like Matt finished recording Nick's guitar and was like, "Okay, are you done? Are you ready to do vocals?" And I was like, "I need like an hour. I still need like an hour." And then he was like, "Cool, I'll take a break." And then we did like, I don't know, like 10 hours of vocals,
Jesus.
finishing
Whoa.
that song and doing all the other stuff behind it. So it was like a very, very last second day. In a way, that is my favorite because it was like, and that's the last song on the EP and the inverse self-reflection. But like, we tried so many fun things in that song that like, I think that ends up being one of my favorites for a couple of reasons. But also, just with it just being five, it's really hard to pick because I just really stoked on how they all came out.
Oh yeah, all right.
And I meant to mention it earlier in the interview, but the fucking opener for this EP is insane, and it is my personal favorite. I
You.
just completely
Hell
forgot
yeah.
to drop that earlier.
Hell yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So for this question, I want you to pick your favorite lyric off the EP and tell us the meaning behind it.
Oh, this is a fun one because I know exactly which one it is. I don't want to get the phrasing wrong. The lyrics are still new, so let me pull it up.
Here you go.
But well, actually, I know it. It's in the second song. It's in Confined Collapse, but there's a lyric in there that says, "Give me more than Dolly Cross doppelgangers." And that phrasing came from when I was reading a bunch of stuff because I didn't want to mention all this heady woo-woo like space shit without knowing what I was talking about, at least to a degree. I'm always super embarrassed about that. I don't want to write like a
You don't want to
lyric
write
that's
something
like,
that's wrong.
yeah, I don't want to write something that's supposed to be like smart and then like that's really dumb. Like that doesn't make any
Oh.
sense actually at all. But I was reading a ton of stuff while we were up there in the studio, and basically the house that is in the short story that's supposed to be a tesseract, like whenever it is unfolded, because it's a tesseract's a four-dimensional thing. So when it's unfolded to be represented in a 3D space, it forms what they call, like loosely, this thing called a Dali cross. It's like a cross that's, it's a weird shape. You can Google how the thing. And I thought that was really cool. And then in the short story, every room of the house that the guy enters, it's like a different perspective of the house, or like New York City or the desert or something like that. Very Twilight Zone-y, kind of weird. And I wanted to take it a step further and have it to where like every room that you enter into this house was like a total different universe, like different dimension kind of thing. And I was looking up a bunch of stuff on whether that made sense, and I was asking ChatGPT a bunch of questions for fun. And it seemed to loosely be a perfectly fine metaphor to use, but like in that, like the doppelganger line is like, well, you're just seeing like your multiverse self repeated 1,000 times. So in a sense, that is your Dali cross doppelganger, is like the different versions of yourself. And I like wrote that down, and I was like, I have to figure out how to use that line. That's so fucking cool. Like, it's a really dorky line, but I think it's so cool.
Hell yeah. I
Yeah,
love
for
that.
sure.
Yeah.
So, would you be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you were creating this EP? I know it's a very short span of time, but you know.
Yeah. I was very excited. Usually when we're doing records, I'm kind of stressed out, and like I said, I'm writing the lyrics kind of at a last minute, and I don't know what I'm pulling from, and I'm just kind of feeling things and letting things end up on the paper, and it's cathartic and it's awesome, but it is fucking stressful. I was having a blast this time, honestly, because like I had this loose concept kind of going, and I wanted to figure out how to make it real and personal, but also still have this vague story attached to it. And it was kind of, an interesting puzzle to solve for sure. But I was really excited about it this time. It was a lot of fun. I've never had fun writing lyrics before, but this one was an absolute blast. Like I was just sitting up there with my laptop, just working and trying different variations of stuff. And I think it came out great. I'm really excited about it. But like this, yeah. This was the first time I was like, I actually really enjoy doing this. This is really cool.
Hell yeah,
Yeah.
that's
So
awesome.
do you think it was
Yeah.
more fun because you were kind of able to geek out a little bit with kind of the hooey
Oh,
booey space stuff?
definitely. That was
Yeah.
definitely part of it. 'Cause I was like, when I would like read something in an article somewhere, or like get a really weird ChatGPT answer back for things, sometimes something would click, and I'm like, oh, that'd be really fun to try to sneak in there. Or like the fact that that does kind of tie in and make sense is awesome, because like this song will reference that song in a weird way, and like just stuff like that. It was like it really did feel like a puzzle I was figuring out, and it wasn't like this world-ending task that I had to do. It was like just making something cool, just having fun.
Hell
Hell
yeah.
yeah.
So how do you recommend your fans to listen to this album for the EP for the first time? Should you do in the car with friends and talk with headphones on? Is workout EP, party EP? What do you personally recommend?
I definitely feel like this one should be, it's not long, it's like 20 minutes. I think it's perfect to just like sit with some cool, like set the mood, put it on, just take it in. And then you can do whatever you want with it. But that first time, like I really feel like you gotta like, because I feel like because I was so pulling from like these stories, like a short story was like 12 pages, or like a movie or something like that. Like you take all that in at once, and like you really experience it. Like I feel like the EP is like, just let it be a quick little story. Like just, it is a short story. Just dive into it real quick and then do whatever.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So this one should be super quick off the top of your head. I want you to describe this EP for new listeners in 3 words. No more, no less.
Gotcha. Spacey, spastic, special.
There you go. And you
Wonderful.
kept up the S
Wonderful.
theme. I love that.
Beautiful.
Hell
I
yeah.
started with the two. I was like, I
You
gotta
gotta
send
finish
all of
it.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the EP?
I would just say, like, literally, if you read or hear a line and you are thinking about it at all, take it as spacey as you possibly can, because that's the vibe. Like, literally, when your friend gets too stoned and he's like talking about space and it, that's the CP. Like,
Get spacey
lean
movie
into
with
that.
it.
Lean into that as much as you want, because that's the fun of it. Like, that is literally why I think the CP is so fun. Like, it's because literally whatever line you're reading, like, take it as wild as you want. That's where it's supposed to go.
Hell yeah. All right.
Hell yeah. So are you able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this EP, positive or negative?
I think just the time crunch was like something we kind of had to like work around. We, I feel like, did the work at home, like, to be prepared, but still just getting up there and like coming down to the last minute. Like I said, like, I finished vocals and within like 30 minutes we were in the van driving back to Louisville. Like, it was very like great, because we also the time crunch led into, this is kind of a anecdotal thing, but it just clicked to me that we haven't talked about this at all anywhere, but we were literally racing home to make it for Christmas. It was like literally a Christmas story. Like, we were
Oh.
leaving the studio on the night, like 1 a.m. of on the 23rd. Like, so it was the 22nd, turned midnight. We had a whole 16-hour drive to make so that we can make Christmas like in the morning. So that's kind of another just layer to the whole thing. It was like we had to get it done, because it there was no extra day.
Yeah.
Like, for anyone, like, everyone's going out of town for Christmas. Everybody needed to be done. There was no other hour to spare on finishing this one.
God damn.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the definition of like down to the wire. That's fucking insane.
It's literally the plot of like, I'll be home for Christmas. Like, we literally just had to
That's
get it done and get home in
there's
time.
so many movie plots involved in this little EP here.
It's a cinematic EP, honestly.
So
Truly.
do you think you guys like worked well under that stress and that pressure, especially being so close to the holidays? I'm sure everyone was antsy to kind of get home to their families.
I think for better or worse, it's our superpower. Like, we tend to always do the best in those situations, even if they're crazy stressful and we have to kind of support each other pretty hard during that. Because everybody kind of has their moments of highs and lows during that kind of stress. But, we apparently work well when it happens. It's not something we enjoy kind of going through, I feel like. But like, I even take that back almost, because like, it is so stressful in the moment. When it's done, you're like, God, that is such a release. Like, that's over. And I feel like that stress created the best thing possible. Cause I think you care. I think you care a lot when you're stressed out and you want to get it done. Like, everything was pretty lackadaisical, I feel like it would come through the other end. So I don't know. I take it, kind of have to take both.
Fair enough. And for the last couple questions, we're going to shift completely away from music. So, if you could be one animal for the rest of your life, what animal would you be and why?
I've thought about this a bunch, and I usually lean towards, I think, one of the big cats, but I'm changing my answer because there has been a cat lurking around our house. It shows up randomly, but it's a Bengal cat. Have you heard of these? Yeah, I think. Why am I blanking on his name? Danny Brown. I think Danny Brown has one.
Oh, Danny
One of these
Brown.
Bengal cats. But there's a Bengal cat lurking around our house. I've seen it 3 times, and it is the coolest cat. And I would definitely want to be that cat for, you say, the rest of my life. I was gonna definitely say a day, but I'll take it. I'll do that.
All right,
Why the
sounds
hell
good.
not? So if you could have lunch with any celebrity or artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I think that one's easy for me. I would have to say Kurt Cobain. That's like my top tier influence. I would love to be like, why'd you do it?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Don't.
All right.
You have so many more records to write, bro.
Yeah. And for this last question, boom, you're on a desert island. You can bring one movie, one album, and one person. Who and what are you bringing?
Person's easy. Definitely bring my girlfriend, Carly. I think we would be a power team on the island. She's a survivor. I feel like she could, she would keep me in check. We'd figure it out. Movie. That one's tough. Off the top of my head, I want to say Happy Gilmore for some reason.
That movie's a banger.
Because I
there
love that movie.
Yeah.
It's such a comfort movie. I feel like I could just deal with that whenever. Album. Can it be a box set or does it have to be a standalone record?
I'm curious to hear the box set.
Definitely With the Lights Out, Nirvana.
Okay.
Best of the best.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
good. So as I
plus
said,
there's a DVD in there, so I'm sneaking in a second movie.
What the hell?
You got us there. You got us there.
Damn it. All right.
So as I said, that's all the questions we have today. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
I just really hope everybody gives the EP a listen, enjoys it, and we're going out on tour with Better Lovers and Sea Space Cowboy and Foreign Hands right after the EP drops. So everybody's got new music out. Our whole EP will be out by then, and it's going to be a really, really good time. So come on out.
Hell yeah.
Crazy fucking tour.
Yeah, that one's
bonkers. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Hell yeah.
Very excited.
Well, thank you for sounding. It's been Brent from Greyhaven, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.